大家平安。
May the peace of God be with you all.
今天下午我们一起学习的题目是你所有的总要持守。
This afternoon, I would like to use this topic of keep fast to what you have as mutual encouragement.
我们看启示录的第二章。
Please refer to Revelation chapter 2,
25节。
Verse 25.
启示录二章二十五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 25.
二十五节。但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。
Verse 25, but hold fast what you have till I come.
这句话是圣灵告诉推雅推拉教会的话。
Here are the words from the Holy Spirit to the church in Thyatira.
在启示录里面，圣灵有写七封书信给当时的教会。
In the book of Revelation, the Holy Spirit wrote seven different letters to the seven churches.
这是预表在末世主耶稣来之前，圣灵要跟每一个基督徒所讲的七句话。
This is prefiguring the seven statements that the Holy Spirit would speak to the believers in the end time.
在末世要保守住信仰非常不容易。
It is very difficult to keep your faith in the end times.
每个教会会面情况不太一样，会面对不同的挑战。
And each individual church will face different challenges.
所以这可以代表七个不同的真教会。
So you can say that this represents seven different churches.
当然，真教会只有一个。
Of course, there is only one true church.
但是呢，在不同的地方表现不一样。
But at different locations, there may be different situations.
这也可以代表七种不同的信徒。
This can also represent seven different types of believers.
信徒都坐在这边听道理，但是每个人的情况又不太一样。
All the believers sit here listening to sermons, but everyone encounters different situations.
无论如何，这个七封信，圣经说有耳朵的都应该听。
But doesn't matter what, the Bible describes that to the seven churches, he who has an ear, let him hear.
这里有句话说，你已经有的总要持守。
Here it says that,Hold fast to what you already have.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你已经有的，但是不一定是你的。
Even though you already have it, but it does not necessarily belong to you.
为什么？
Why?
因为你已经有的，可能会丢掉。
Because even though you already have it, but you might lose it.
我们想想啊，在你的经历当中啊，有没有丢过东西？
We can think about whether we have ever lost anything.
应该没有人从来没有丢过东西啊。
I think that every one of us must have lost something in our life.
丢的东西啊，有不太一样。
And we have all lost different things.
有一些人是丢比较不值钱的东西。
Some people something that may not be very valuable.
我听过一个姐妹啊，她说她丢过她的结婚戒指。
But I have heard a sister told me that she lost her wedding ring.
她结婚的时候。她丈夫没有很多钱，所以没有买钻石戒指给她。后来赚到钱了，她怎么样都还是要丈夫买一只给她。
When they got married, they did not have a lot of money, so her husband didn't buy her a diamond ring. But later on, she asked for a diamond ring.
所以太太要求嘛，丈夫不能不从命。
And since the wife asked, therefore the husband had to obey.
花了很多钱买了这钻石戒指给她。
So they spent a lot of money and bought her a diamond ring.
结果去外面玩的时候，在 hotel 洗澡啊，脱出来怎么样了？后来丢掉了。
But when they went out to visit at the hotel, she took the ring off while she was taking a shower and she lost it.
这个心都掉出来了啊。
And she was very sad.
所以有时候你不见的东西，有时候是自己忘记了。
So sometimes you would lose something because of bad memories.
有些时候呢，不见东西是被人偷了。
Sometimes you lose something because it is stolen from you.
小偷啊，这里荷包啊，拿出来，你没有了。
You may meet up with a thief and he will steal it from you.
有些时候是被人骗的。
Sometimes you lose something because you have been cheated by others.
有时候路边呢，哇，很多骗子啊，跟你讲几句话，你什么东西都拿出来给他。
On the street, there are many people who try to take advantage of others. You just by talking to him and then.He asked you would take out all everything you had.
加拿大是比较少了，香港啦、台湾很多啊，什么金光党啦、什么党啊，就是骗老人家哦，把银行里面钱通通拿出来交给那个人。
That in Canada we perhaps don't see this type of people very often, but in the Asia society there are many different types of groups that try to deceive and cheat the elderly.
当然，在最后也有人抢的。不用跟你讲了，枪拿出来，你就什么都给他。
Of course, there are also robbers who rob you with the gun.
所以你要不见东西啊，太多方法。
So there are many ways for you to lose something.
那我们不见的东西，如果是物质的还好，不影响我们的生命。
And if we only lose physical material things, it is okay because it doesn't affect our life.
但是如果你不见的那样东西，比你生命更贵重。
But if you lose something that is even more valuable than your life,
那你就很可怜了。
Then it is very unfortunate.
有什么东西比你肉体的生命更贵重呢？
And what is more important than our physical life?
就是你的永生。
That is your eternal life.
你的信仰。
Your faith.
如果你现在虽然有了，
even though you have it now,
但是你没有把它抓得很紧，
but if you don't hold fast to it,
可能你就会丢掉了。
You may lose it.
到主耶稣来的时候，发觉你都没有抓住。
And when the Lord Jesus comes, you realize that you have not keep hold of it.
你就很可怜了。
Then it is very unfortunate.
白走一趟，白忙一片。
Because you have labored and walked in vain.
最重要的东西反而不见了。
That you have lost the most important thing.
那为什么推亚推拉的教会啊，会有这种的情况呢？
So why is it that the church in Thyatira had this kind of a situation?
因为他们当中啊，有一些信徒啊，他们没有办法持守住已经给他们的。
Because amongst them, there were some believers who were not able to keep, to hold fast to what was given to them.
什么给他们的呢？
And what were already given to them?
就是这个纯正的信仰。
It was this pure faith.
我们看十八节。
Let's refer to verse 18.
启示录二章的十八节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 18.
你要写信给推亚推拉的教会的使者，说那眼目如火焰，脚像光明同的神之子说。
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like the brass.
这也是形容啊，神就是主耶稣基督，他是一个什么的荣耀的显现。
Here has a description of the Lord Jesus.
当然主耶稣是灵。
Of course, Jesus is spirit.
但是灵里面，他显现给约翰看主耶稣荣耀的现象。
But in spirit, it was revealed to John the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在异象里面呢，那个眼神呢是火焰。
In his vision, the Lord Jesus had eyes like a flame of fire.
为什么？
Why?
就代表主耶稣啊，在这个时候是个审判的主。
It represents that at this moment, the Lord Jesus was the one who judged.
主耶稣的眼目看得非常清楚。
The Lord's eyesight are very clear.
你做什么，主耶稣知道。
Whatever you do, He knows.
在你心里想的，他也知道。
Even the things that you think in your heart, He knows.
暗中做的，他也知道。
The things that you do in secret, He knows.
你想做还没有做出来的，他也知道。
The things that you are thinking about, but even though you have yet to done it, He knows.
还有主耶稣的眼目好像火一样。
His eyes are like a flame of fire.
火代表审判。
Fire represents judgment.
所以现在主耶稣以慈祥的眼目来看我们。
So right now the Lord may be looking at us with a very merciful eyes.
当我们悔改。
But when we repent.
但如果你不悔改。
But if you don't repent.
在审判台前，主耶稣的眼目就是火焰来看你。
In front of the judgment throne, He looks at you with the eyes of judgment.
他的脚很光明。
And His feet are like fine brass.
好像铜一样，铜也是代表公义。
Brass also represents righteousness.
主耶稣是公义的。
The Lord Jesus is just.
人间没有绝对完全的公义。
In this world, you cannot find perfect justice.
人有法律的制度。
In this world, you see human regulations.
但是再完美的法律制度也没有完全的公义。
But doesn't matter how complete the laws can be, it cannot be perfect.
你请一个很出名的律师，跟你请一个大学刚毕业的。出手啊，打官司的那个效果就不一样了。
That you will see different effect when you hire a lawyer who is very experienced versus a lawyer who is just out of school.
有钱人跟没钱人不太一样，那个待遇不太一样。
And whether you have money or not, that you will also be treated differently.
所以法律没有绝对的公义。
Therefore, there is no absolute justice in our justice system.
只有比较上的公义。
It's only a relative justice.
但是呢，只有神是。真正的公义。
But only God is completely just.
因为他知道人的所有的隐情。
Because he knows everything that has been hidden.
你不用做见证，不用讲什么，神都知道。
You don't need to testify, you don't need to say anything, God already knows.
所以到最后审判台前，主是要审判我们。
Therefore, at the end, in front of the judgment throne, the Lord will judge.
你所做的一切。
He will judge everything that you have done.
讲过的一切话。
Everything you have said.
心中每个思想。
Everything that you have thought about in your heart.
没的隐瞒的。
Nothing can be hidden.
还有这里说主耶稣是神之子。
Here also says that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
为了要成全救恩。
In order to complete salvation.
神要亲自来到世上。
He came into this world.
就是成为神的儿子。
And he became the Son of God.
主耶稣基督。
the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实灵里面就是神本身。
That in spirit he was God himself.
啊，所以他都讲话了。
Therefore he said.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
我知道你的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事，比起初所行的更多。
I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works.The last are more than the first.
这里告诉我们呢，推亚推拉教会里面，其实表面上看起来还挺不错的。
Here, tells us that on the surface, the church in Thyatira appeared to be pretty good.
因为他很勤劳，很忍耐。
Because they were very diligent, they had patience.
他们也做了很多善事。
They also did many good things.
所以各位很有爱心，也很愿意付出。
They had love. They were willing to give.
这种教会啊，在幕后来说啊，不算多。
That in the end times, you cannot find a lot of churches like this.
因为按照圣灵所预言的，像幕后的时候，爱心会来冷淡。
Because according to the prophecy of the Holy Spirit, in the end times, love will grow cold.
有一些人呢，因为不法的事增多啊，就慢慢的没爱心。
And because there are many unlawful things, therefore people will lose their love.
像以弗所教会就把起初爱心就丢掉了。
Just like the church in Ephesus, they have lost the first love.
但是这个推亚特拉教会呢，很勤劳。
But here, the church in Thyatira, they were very diligent.
在人看来都很不错。
From human perspective, they were pretty good.
但是人看的跟神看的不太一样。
But what man sees is different than what God sees.
神看我们的信仰也是一样。
It's the same when God view our faith.
有时候我们表面上都很好。
Sometimes on the surface, we appear to be pretty good.
但是神看的是更里面。
But what God sees is what's inside.
到底你的里面有没有外面那么好？
Is your inside as good as your outside?
我们知道苹果烂掉跟橘子烂掉不一样。
We know that a rotten apple is different from a rotten orange.
橘子烂掉呢，是从外面发霉烂到里面。
A rotten orange, an orange will start to rot from the outside to the inside.
一看那个橘子长霉了。哦，发绿了，那肯定就不用切开了，就直接丢了嘛。
When you see that the orange is very moldy, it's green, then you don't even need to cut it open, you just throw it away.
苹果就不一样。
But apple is different.
你在超市里面呢，千挑万挑啊，哇，一块六毛九一磅的，哇，一定买回来家，哇，准备要削开来切，皮都削开了，准备切一半，结果里面是怎样？烂掉
了。When you go to the supermarket, you buy some, very carefully pick some apples and buy them home and wash them, peel them, and then when you cut them open, you find that they are already rotten.
所以苹果的烂掉啊，是从里面烂出来。
So apple starts to rot from the inside.
信仰的改变也是一样。
It's the same for the change of our faith.
如果你只是看外面，哎，外面都很好啊，没什么问题啊。
If you only look at the outside, outwardly it may appear to be very good.
但是信仰的软弱，信仰的堕落。都是从里面开始的。
But the corruption of faith always starts from the inside.
到底推亚推拉教会有什么的问题？
And so what was the problem of the church in Thyatira?
表面呢，劳苦勤劳，还有什么好要求的呢？
On the surface, they were laboring, they were very diligent. So what more were they required to do?
我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idol.
原来这个信仰上的败坏是从错误的教导道理开始的。
We see the corruption of our faith.Often starts from wrong teachings.
当时的教会啊，有一些人呢、啊，或者是一个人呢、啊，自称是先知。
At that time, there were perhaps a group of people or a person who proclaimed to be a prophet.
啊，当然，先知不是自己称的，是神拣选的。
Of course, to be a prophet, it is not self-proclaimed; it has to be chosen by God.
但是有一些人呢，是自己说我是先知。
But some people may come out and say that I am a prophet.
啊，还有教导别人。
And they started to teach.
还有这些呢，是姐妹。
And also,
是妇人啊。
These people, these were women.
还当时来说呢，在教会里面很有影响力。
They have great influence in the church.
成为一股力量。
So they became a source of power.
要来带领教会，要来教导信徒。
They wanted to lead the church to teach the believers.
当然了，教导，有人教导圣经本来是好的事。
Of course, it is good that when somebody wants to come and teach about the Bible.
如果教导的人自己心里不全谦卑。
However, if the one who teaches, is not humble in his heart.
就被魔鬼利用。
He would be used by Satan.
就会教导一些似是而非的道理。
Then he would teach some teachings that may appear to be right, but are actually wrong.
圣灵把这些妇人或者这个妇人形容成为耶洗别。
So the Bible described these women or this particular woman as Jezebel.
啊，当然不是只是一个了。
And it was probably not just one person.
我们知道这是预言。末后正教会遇到的事情。
We know that this is prophesying what will happen in the end times in the true church.
但末后的正教会可能也有耶洗别。
In the end times, in the true church, there may also be Jezebel.
哦，那么耶洗别到底是谁呀？
Who is Jezebel?
当然也要看看旧约的圣经的故事。
And we have to look at the story in the Old Testament.
啊，我们看列王记上的十六章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings, First Kings chapter 16.
列王记上的十六章。
First Kings chapter 16,
29节
verse 29.
列王记上十六章的二十九节，这里记载有一个王啊，在叫做亚哈，他在撒玛利亚做以色列王二十二年。
Here records a king named Ahab, and he became the king of Israel for 22 years.
那圣经怎么形容这个王呢？
And what is the Bible? How does the Bible describe this king?
圣经说啊，三十节
，verse 30。
暗利的儿子亚哈行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。
Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him.
以色列的王啊，就是北朝的王啊，可以说是一个比一个坏。
The kings of the of Israel, the kings of the northern kingdom, they were one worse than the one before them.
那为什么这个亚哈那么坏？
So why was this Ahab so bad?
有一个原因呢。
There was a reason.
31节。
Verse 31.
犯了尼拔的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王薛巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
And it came to pass as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He took a wife, Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him.
以色列人啊，在亚哈之前呢，他们拜偶像，但是顶多就是拜金牛犊。
Before Ahab, the Israelites worshipped idols, but the most they would worship was the golden calf.
他们也不会拜别的偶像。
They would not worship other foreign gods.
但是在亚哈开始呢，他们就多拜一种偶像。
But starting from Ahab, they started to worship one more god.
这个偶像叫巴利。
And this idol was Baal.
就是迦南地的农业，他们农业之神，他们向巴利来跪拜，希望得到风调雨顺。
And Baal was the agriculture god of the land of Canaan, so they worshiped him in the hope that they would be blessed by Baal.
就我们看以色列人的历史啊，他们被巴利的影响胜过金牛犊的影响。
And when we look at the history of the Israelites, we see that they were more influenced. The influence of Baal was even more severe than the influence of golden calf.
那为什么他们拜巴利呢？
And why did they worship Baal?
从什么时候开始呢？
Starting from what time?
是从耶洗别开始的。
Starting from Jezebel.
亚哈王娶了西顿王的公主耶洗别。
Ahab married Jezebel, who was the daughter of the king of Sidon.
这个耶洗别啊，他心机很重，他也很会控制。那个亚哈王
，and Jezebel was very, very schemy. She knew how to control King Ahab.
啊，她嫁过来的时候呢，就把那些巴黎偶像一尊一尊的通通进口过来。
After she was married to Ahab, she started to bring all the idols over into Israel.
然后盖了很多巴黎庙
，and she also built many temples.
请了很多巴黎先知。
And she also brought in a lot of the prophets of Baal.
结果因为耶洗别一个女人啊，所以整个国家都在很热心的在拜巴利。
And because of this woman Jezebel, the whole kingdom worshipped Baal zealously.
短短几年而已，整个国家都腐败的不得了。
Just within a few short years.
所以没有之前没有这样做罪。
And before her, this did not happen.
所以其实亚哈没有那么坏，他是坏，但是没有坏的那么厉害。
So Ahab was bad, but he was not that bad.
但是娶了一个坏女人，他就变得更坏。
But because she took an evil woman, therefore he became even worse.
所以启示录就用耶洗别来形容那些很有影响力，但是是影响错误方向的女人的一个代名词。
So in the book of Revelation, it used Jezebel to represent those women who were very influential and But however, their influence was in the wrong direction.
我们知道神创造婚姻呢，就是要妻子来协助丈夫。
We know that God instituted marriage so that the woman can help her husband.
其实不单只是协助丈夫啊，还有影响丈夫。
It's not just to help her husband, but also to influence her husband.
啊，我们在座的弟兄啊，也有年轻的，也有还没结婚的。如果你还没结婚的话，那么你要我们要记住啊，你将来跟谁结婚呢？会影响你一辈子。
Among us, we still have many young brothers who have not yet married. So you have to remember that in the future, whoever you marry, she will influence you.
如果已经结婚了，对不起了，就没有的选择了。还要继续去面对了啊、哦！希望你娶的那个是贤内助。
If you have already been married, then you have no more choices. But I hope that the ones that you have married is a good influence.
如果还没结婚呢，眼睛要睁大一点。
But if you have not married yet, you have to open your eyes.
我说睁大一点，不是说啊看谁漂亮啊。
Opening your eyes does not mean to see who is prettier.
如果看漂亮，耶洗别肯定漂亮，不然亚哈怎么要呢
？If you want to see who is beautiful, Jezebel must have been very beautiful, otherwise King Ahab would not have married her.
但是耶洗别啊，她虽然在外表是公主啊，但是她里面不敬畏神。
But even though she was a princess on the outside, on the inside she did not worship God.
所以男人如果娶到不好的老婆，他会很惨。
So if a man marries the wrong woman, he will become very bad.
他会很烦恼。
He will have a lot of worries.
还有呢，女人的影响力很大。
And also, women usually have greater influence.
大部分的男人都是被女人影响的。
Usually, the men are can be very easily influenced.
男人去影响太太的这个比例很少。
We see less cases where men have influence over the wife.
男人如果娶到好的女人。虽然本身不怎么好，但是因为女人很好，所以他也变好。
So if a man can find a very good wife, even though originally he was not that good, but he would be influenced by his wife and become better and better.
本来这个男生很好，但是娶了个不好的女人，啊，他就惨了。
But if originally this man is very good, but marries a very bad woman, he will become worse.
所以我们在座的姐妹啊，你们责任很重。
So, the older sisters here, you have great responsibilities.
因为我们姐妹们是很有影响力的。
That you because you have a lot of influence.
但是要在影响好的方面。
But you must bring good influence.
哦，那这个耶洗别她影响她丈夫很多。
But we see that Jezebel had a great influence on her husband.
她影响她不敬拜神。
She influenced her husband not to worship God.
影响亚哈王拜偶像。
She brought him to worship idols.
影响亚哈王要去抢人家的拿把的葡萄园杀人。
Influenced Ahab to kill, to murder, to rob others of their vineyard.
所以亚哈一生都是被这个太太影响。
Therefore, we see that King Ahab was greatly influenced by his wife.
他就跟神越走越远了。
So he started to drift further and further away from God.
当然到最后，亚哈跟耶洗别的下场都是很惨的。
And of course, at the end, they did not have a very good ending.
那启示录就用耶洗别来形容教会里面有势力、有影响力，但是要带领错误方向的女人。
So the book of Revelation used Jezebel to represent and prefigures all the women who is very influential but brings negative influence to the church.
我们看回来启示录第二章。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 2.
这里这个耶洗别啊，先知啊，自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导百姓什么呢？教导神的仆人说什么呢？
And what did this woman Jezebel teach the believers?
二十节。
Verse 20.
这里说耶洗别教导我的仆人引诱他们行奸淫是祭偶像之物。
Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servant to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
我们知道两千年前的那个当时的背景啊，就是有很多人没有信耶稣之前，他们是拜偶像。
We know that 2,000 years ago, at that time, their background was that most of them, before they came to believe in Jesus, they were idol pagan worshippers.
拜偶像呢，又会跟奸淫呢合在一起。
And usually, idol worshipping were associated with sexual immorality.
所以他们在信耶稣之前，本来就是做这些事情。
So before they were converted to Christians, these were the things that they did.
但是这个耶洗别呢，就告诉当时的信徒。
So this Jezebel told the believers at the time.
这个没关系的。
It's okay.
神不会计较这些的。
God would not care about these small things.
你可以现在去做了。
Just do it.
没有影响的。
It's okay.
因为神看内心的。
Because God looks at your heart.
灵魂才重要，肉体不重要。
Your souls are more important. Your physical body is not important.
这种就是当时的哲学思想。
These were the philosophical thinking at the time.
但是却骗了当时的很多忠心爱主的信徒。
But these kind of thoughts deceived a lot of the believers at the time.
因为听耶洗别的话，他们就信仰都没有了。
Because they listened to the words of Jezebel, therefore they lost their faith.
那我们时光又把拉回现在。
And if we bring it back to today,
那现在是末世。
Right now is the end times.
那么末世也会有耶洗别。
There will also be Jezebels in the end time.
当然不是说现在我们教会里面就有。
And of course, it's not necessarily mean that she exists in our church today.
但是要小心，以后不要要非常小心，不要让它有。
We have to be very careful to not let this happen.
但是我看我们教会。或者是最近基督教的一些历史。
But when I look at the history of our church or the history of the Christian churches,
大概几十年前在台湾。
About a few decades ago in Taiwan.
有一次也发生这样的事情。
This also happened at one time.
其实如果是老一辈的人可能看电影都知道有一个香港有一个广东有一个粤语电影黑白电影明星叫姜敦仪。
The older generation may have noticed that if you have watched some movies, there was a black and white Cantonese movie, and the star of the movie was called Jiang Dunyu.
Yeah, 他也不是非常非常有名，但是有演过一些黑白电影。
He was not very famous. She was not very famous, but she also starred in some black and white movies.
有一次大家走在路上。有一次，他走在路上。
One time she was walking on the street.
那在被上面呢、一盘那个洗碗水啊，以前的人洗碗，洗完碗整盘水就往街上倒。
And in the past, they would the vendors would wash the dishes on the side of the street, and after they finished washing dishes, they would pour the water onto the street.
刚好他走在路上，就比上面那个洗碗水就枕头这样淋到他手身上。
And while she was walking on the street, this whole puddle of water just came pouring down on her.
哇，他觉得说。哇！我现在全身油油的，哇！是神在叫我。
She felt that I'm covered with oily water. This is a sign from God.
这圣灵的膏油来我身上。
This is the oil of the Holy Spirit anointing me.
哇！他都觉得这个是从神来的。
So she felt that this came from God.
当然，他也很热心啊。
And of course, she became very zealous.
所以他就创立了一个叫新约教会。
So she started a church called the
New Testament
Church.
这个教会呢？他传了一些道理很奇怪。
And in this church, there were some very strange teachings.
但是他们也强调，又说方言，又舌头跳动。
But they also emphasized on speaking in tongues, and you have to have your tongue roll.
他们也强调水学圣灵。
They also emphasized on blood, water, and the Holy Spirit.
他们也强调只有他们自己是唯一得救的。
They also emphasized on the fact that they are the only true church of salvation.
因为他们的教会也有灵啊。
Because In their church, there was also work of spirit.
当然也是自己说自己是圣灵。
Of course, they claimed that it was the Holy Spirit.
所以在几十年前呢，也吸引了我们教会一批信徒。
So a few decades ago, this also attracted some believers from our church.
哇，那个时候台湾总会就很紧张。
At that time, the Taiwan General Assembly was a little bit worried.
哇，又为什么有信徒被迷惑
？Because some of the believers were confused.
还被一个女人。也不是正统神学训练出来的一个电影明星创立一个小教派迷惑。
They were all confused and deceived by this one woman, who was a movie star turned theologian.
所以总会就派一些有经验的长子就去处理到底发生什么事情。
So the General Assembly sent some ministers to find out exactly what's going on.
我们知道错误的道理其实背后都有灵的工作在里面。
We know that wrong teachings usually at the back was the work of the evil spirit.
你灵里面被迷惑，你就很难出来。
If you have been deceived in the spirit, it is very hard for you to get out.
所以我们的长子去跟那些信徒讲但是他们都眼睛都没有打开。
So when our ministers went to visit these believers, the matter what they told them,their eyes were not open.
他们还以为自己找到真教会，以为自己找到真正的圣灵。
Because they thought, they felt that they had found the true church, they had found real Holy Spirit.
所以我们台湾总会就很紧张。
So the General Assembly was very worried.
派我们非常有经验的谢顺道长老然后请他研究他们所讲的教义，还有他们所受的灵。
The General Assembly also assigned Aldershot to study what they were preaching and the spirit that was working within them.
写了一本单行本啊，小册子叫《江敦仪所受的灵》。
And he wrote a pamphlet, titled "The Spirit Received by 江敦仪."
啊，来告诉所有全台湾的信徒要分辨。
To proclaim to all the believers in Taiwan to know how to distinguish.
不要傻傻的，人家说他有灵言，你也相信哦，那个是圣灵。
That you should not be so fool thinking that he says that they say that they speak in tongue, therefore they are also Holy Spirit.
那灵跟我们的灵是不一样的。
Because their spirit is different from our spirit.
但是每个人觉得很奇怪，为什么一个没有正统神学训练出来的一个二三线的女明星啊，说创立那个教会可以迷惑那么多？
But some people are very amazed by the fact that how come a movie star, then she was not very well educated in theology, and she could come up with a church that could deceive so many people.
这个教派在东南亚、台湾、香港、中国都有，那新约教会。
And this denomination, Christian denomination, exists in the Southeast Asia.
然后跟台湾的锡安山也是有联系的。
And they were also connected to the group Mount Zion in Taiwan.
那最近这十几年呢，在中国也出现了一个教派。
And in these few decades, there's also a group appearing in China.
叫做东方闪电。
They call themselves the lightning of the East.
如果我们从中国来的同龄大概要听过这个教派。
Perhaps you have heard of this if you come from China.
这个教派在1990年代初才出现。
This denomination appeared in the 1990s.
传得很快。
And they started to spread very quickly.
当初怎么传的呢？
How did they spread?
他们其中有一个，他们有一个创始者。
One of their founders.
他们就传这个教派。
He was preaching the church.
找到一个女精神病人，这是头脑有问题的。
So he found a female psychological patient.
是个女学生。
And she was a student.
好，那就跟她讲说，你是基督在世。
And then he told her that you are Christ on earth.
所以呢，你就要说预言。
So you must prophesy.
代表基督在地上说话。
You must represent Christ and speak on earth.
这种道理有读圣经的人根本就马上丢垃圾桶了，听都不用听。
And this kind of teaching or message, if you read the Bible, you would right away reject it.
谁会相信任何一个人说我是基督在世，对不对？
Who would believe that a person can claim that he is Christ on earth?
但是末世来了，异端很多。
But in the end times, there are many heresies.
越奇怪的异端，越有人信。
The stranger the heresy is, the more people will believe in it.
因为灵的工作在后面，迷惑。
Because there is this work of the spirit behind it, trying to deceive others.
所以他中国传得很快。
So this church started to spread very quickly in China.
也影响了一小部分我们的信徒。
And it also affected a small portion of our believers.
如果你道理不懂，很容易被迷惑。
Because if you are not clear about the teachings in the Bible, then you can be deceived very easily.
他们也很有爱心然后私底下帮你拉拢
And this group of people, they had a lot of love. They would try to help you and try to convince you.
派他们的人去不同的教会，那么搞分裂。
They would send their people to different churches and try to stir up dissensions and divisions.
然后都拉拢一些人进到他们教会。
And they try to their goal was to get as many people as possible into their own church.
其实那个道理都不是根据圣经。
But their teachings were not based on the Bible.
圣经已经讲得很清楚，主耶稣只有来第一次，就是来到世上。
Because the Bible is very clear that the Lord Jesus only came into this world once.
2000年前已经来了。
He came 2,000 years ago.
第二次再来就是来审判。
And the second time he comes will be here to judge.
中间没有再来到世上，没有人的代表。
That he would not come in between, or he would not come into this world as any single person.
但是竟然有那么多人被迷惑。
But a lot of people were confused.
而且里面影响力最大的那个也是女人。
And the one who had the most influence among that group was also a woman.
我不知道大家有没有看中文报纸
I don't know if you read Chinese newspapers.
前一阵子不是有一个教派叫全能神教会吗？有没有看过
？Not long ago, there was a Christian denomination called the Almighty God.
在香港台湾他们花很多钱在整个报纸蝙蝠写一大堆圣经。
And in Hong Kong and Taiwan, they spend a lot of money advertising in the newspaper, writing a lot of articles.
他们叫全能神教会。
They were the Church of the Almighty God.
我查过了，这个就是东方闪电。
And I looked it up. This was actually the lightning of the East.
他们就是不同的名字来在北美洲来西方地方来传教。
They just appear in a different name and they came to North America, to the West to preach.
这个都应验圣经的话。
And this all fulfilled what's written in the Bible.
末世那些假基督假先知啊，有一些是耶洗别。
In the end times, these false prophets and false Christ, these are Jezebels.
所以我们要特别小心。
So we have to be especially careful.
保罗也对姐妹啊，女人有特别的教导。
Paul also has special instruction to the sisters and women.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书的第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
十一节。二章十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
二章的十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。十二节。
12.
我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人。只要沉静，十三节。
13.
因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，十四节。
14.
此不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。十五节。
15.
然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first.Than Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if she continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
保罗告诉提摩太怎么样来牧养教会一些原则。
Here, Paul gave Timothy some principles regarding taking care of a church.
这几节所讲的就是说女人在教会要低调。
These few verses emphasize on the fact that women should be low key in the church.
有人说，哎，不是男女平等了，为什么针对我们姐妹？不是这个意思。
Some people may ask, isn't there equality between men and women now? So why are you saying this?
神造人是有次序的。
But this is not what we are talking about here. God created men and women in an order.
妻子要顺服丈夫，协助丈夫，那个这个家就会美满。
God created the wife to be submissive to the husband so that, and to help the husband so the family can be complete.
女人你再聪明，你不要自己当头。
No matter how smart the woman can be, she should not be the head.
你要当头，你要跟男人争头，那两个就变两头蛇了，就打架了。
If you want to be the head and fight with men to be the head, then there will be two heads and they will fight with each other.
其实女生很聪明。
We know that women are very smart.
神给女人很多智慧。
Because God gave women a lot of intelligence.
神要女人呢是一个低调的协助的位置。
But God also wanted women to be in the supporting role.
不是出头的位置。
It's not to be in the starring role.
所以女人要沉静学道。
So
women 温柔谦卑。
Women has to learn to be in silence and to be humble.
因为夏娃第一个女人呢，很快就被蛇骗了。
Because Eve, the first woman, was deceived by God, by the serpent very easily.
第一个被骗的是女人啊。
The first person who was deceived was a woman.
越聪明越容易被骗。
The smarter a person is, the easier he can be deceived.
这是保罗说，女人要常常有信心、有爱心、有圣洁、自守啊，就在生产上得救了。
That is why Paul said that.Women will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
所以这个末世啊，按照圣经的预言啊，会有耶洗别的出现。
So in the end time, according to the prophecy in the Bible, there will be Jezebel.
但是我们自己要非常小心。
So we have to be very careful.
看回来启示录的第二章。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 2.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二章的二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。
And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, but she did not repent.
在当时来说，这个耶洗别尔是在教会里面的。
At that time, this Jezebel was actually in the church.
神给她机会悔改，但是她不悔改。
God gave her a chance to repent, but she did not.
神也是爱她，她也是姐妹啊，神希望她改过啊。
God also loved her. She was one of the sisters. God wanted her to repent.
但是有时候啊，被迷惑了，就一直走到底。
But sometimes when you are deceived, you will not be able to come out.All the way to the end.
我们知道人很多罪，但是如果有一些道德上的罪，比如说喝酒啦、抽烟、那个吸毒啦、赌博啦，那些他自己知道不对的，他有时候还会回头。
We know that men commit a lot of sins. However, there are sins that are that are related to moral standards. For example, if you do drugs or if you like to drink, oftentimes when you make mistakes, you would realize and you would want to change.
一个人如果在道理上他偏差了，他被迷惑了，就很难回头。
But if a person is straight in terms of the truth or in the faith, it would be very difficult for him to turn back.
我给他悔改的机会啊，但是他不要。
The Lord Jesus said that I gave her a chance to repent, but she did not.
22节。
Verse 20.
那看啊，我要叫她病卧在床，那些与她行淫的，若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难啊。
Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds.
啊，这个是神给他们最后的机会了。
God here gave them a final chance.
让他们遇到大患难，你再不改就没办法了。
God gave them a great tribulation, and if they do not repent, then nothing more can be done.
所以这个是耶洗别的教训。
And this is the teachings of Jezebel.
那当时教会呢，也有另外一种教训影响了教会。
And there was also another types of teachings in the church that affected the church.
24节。
Verse 24.
至于你们推亚推拉其余的人。 就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人啊。
Now to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put you on no other burden.
当时的耶洗别的教导不单只是吃偶像物，还有奸淫而已。
At that time, the teachings of Jezebel was not just committing sexual immorality and eating food sacrificed to idols.
还有一种道理，就是叫撒旦深奥的道理。
There was another types of teaching, that is the teachings of the depths of Satan, the doctrine of the depths of Satan.
这种道理影响当时教会也很深。
And this kind of doctrine also had great influence on the church at the time.
这里没有讲到的内容。
Here did not talk about the content of the doctrine.
但是有讲大概是什么。
But it mentioned briefly what it was about.
它是研究撒旦。
First was that these people try to study Satan.
第二，这种道理很深了，一般人听不明白。
And secondly, these doctrines were very deep, so normally people would not understand.
我们知道，所有东西最难的、最深的，就是灵界的东西。
We know that the things that are most difficult to understand are things concerning the spirit.
你说数学怎么难？ 数学是难的，但是也没有很难，对不对？
You may say math is hard, but it is not that hard.
有人说数学很容易啊。
Some people may say that math is easy.
有人说生物很难吗？
Some people say that biology is hard.
物理很难吗？
Physics are hard.
有人说会计才难。
Some people may say that accounting is hard.
我一读会计都想睡着。
That when I study accounting, I will fall asleep.
每一样东西都难，但是都是物质的。既然是物质，它就可以揣摩，可以掌握的，所以其实也不是最难。
All these different teachings, these different school of thoughts are hard, but since they are physical or they are of this world, they can be understood.
最难的道理是看不见的。
But the most difficult kind of teaching are the ones that you cannot see.
就是灵界。
The teachings concerning the spirit.
灵界的东西你没有办法拿出来说，来传道，放出来给我看，让我量量到底有多大、多高、多宽。 没有办法。
Teachings about the spirit, you cannot take them out and say that, okay, measure this and show me how it is done.
所以灵界的东西最难。
So things in the spirit are the most difficult to understand.
所以很多人来到教会，他说听是听得懂你们讲中文啊，但是完全听不懂你在讲什么。
Some people may say that when I come to church, I know that you speak in Mandarin, but I do not understand what you're talking about.
为什么？因为那个没有开窍。
Why? Because they were not opened.
所以你要了解神的道，要圣灵来带领你，你才明白。
Therefore, in order to understand the teachings of God, you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣经说跟得救有关的道理。 神就早就让你们明白了。
The Bible tells us that everything that are related to salvation, God has been, they have been revealed to you.
你要研究，就去研究神要你知道那些道理就可以了。
And if you want to study into the teachings, you just study these teachings that God wants you to understand.
多研究神。
Study about God.
学习主耶稣的榜样。
Learn the examples of the Lord Jesus.
得救的道理。
The teachings of salvation.
你知道这个就够了。
These are the things that you need to know.
因为神已经启示给你，你一定会明白的。
And because God has already revealed them to you, so you will understand.
但是当时推亚推拉的教会的人，他们有一些很喜欢去研究撒旦。
But at the time, the church in Thyatira, there were people who liked to study about Satan.
一研究下去不得了。
And the more they studied, the worse it became.
出不来啊，好像黑洞，因为撒旦就是黑暗啊。
It became like a black hole. They could not get out of it.
你研究黑暗，你怎么研究黑暗？
How can you study darkness?
因为圣经的 重点不是讲那个。
Because this is not the focus of the Bible.
灵界的东西很深哦。
The things in the spirit, it is great mystery.
一研究撒旦跳进去了，出不来。
And when they started to study about Satan, they fell in and could not get out.
所以啊，当时就有很多人被影响。
So at that time, many people were greatly influenced.
幕后教会也是这样。
It is the same in the end times.
所以啊，我们为什么要保守自己从已经有的？
So why do we have to hold fast to what we have?
已经有了就是主耶稣给我们这个救恩。
What we have is the salvation that the Lord Jesus has given us.
这个真理。
The truth.
你要好好去保守住它。
You have to hold fast to it.
其他不重要。
Everything else is not as important.
我要得救最重要。
It is the most important that I can be saved.
所有失去都不重要。
If I can lose everything else.
我的信仰不要失去最重要。
But I cannot lose my faith.
我活多久不重要。
Doesn't matter how long I live.
我最后一口气。要抓住主耶稣在主里面才重要。
But at my last breath, I will hold on to the Lord Jesus and to be in the Lord. This is the most important.
我怎么样死不重要。
Doesn't matter how I die.
我死了去哪里才重要。
It is more important where I go after I die.
这个就是抓住主耶稣。
This is what it means to hold on to the Lord Jesus.
抓住得救的真教会。
To hold on to the true church of salvation.
抓住真理。
To hold on to the truth.
不要已经有了而变得偷走。
That we should not lose what we already have.
看提摩太后书。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 10.
提摩太后书四章七节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. Verse 7.
四章七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。第八节。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但是给我，也是给那凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这里说信仰好像打仗一样。
Here describes that our journey of faith is like fighting a battle.
守道理跟打仗，你不小心被打死。
That to keep the faith is like fighting a battle. If you're not careful, you can die in the battlefield.
信仰好像跑步。
That our faith is also like running a race.
你没有跑到最后，没有得到赏赐。
If you do not run to the end, the finish line, you will not receive the reward.
道理好像宝贝。
That the word is like a treasure.
你不守住，变得偷走了，或者是变得影响了。
If you do not keep it and it is stolen, or you are influenced by others.
但是如果你打过美好的仗
but if you can fight that good fight,
跑住当跑的路
if you have finished the race,
守住当守的道
if you have kept the faith,
公义的冠冕要为你存留
then what remains for you is the crown of righteousness.
唱诗187首
Sing hymn 187.
We shall meet on the beauty. not a beautiful
show. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们都期望有一天一同能够在那边与主相见。
We all hope that one day we can meet with the Lord on that beautiful shore.
信主最大的盼望。
This is the greatest hope of us believing in the Lord.
我们求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
So we ask the Lord to add to our faith.
那我们也为身体欠安的同龄们来祷告。
We also pray for the brothers and sisters who are not feeling well.
继续为李婷姐妹的小 baby Caitlin 来祷告。
Pray for Sister Li Ting's daughter Caitlin.
还在儿童病院，那情况稳定，但是还是需要很多的带祷。
She's still a sick kid, and she still needs our prayer.
我们也继续为林旭彪弟兄来祷告。
Let's also continue to pray for Brother Lee.
求神继续看顾。
We ask the Lord to continue to help.
我们也继续为我们的 Brother Jack 弟兄来祷告，求主耶稣继续帮助他。
Also pray for Brother Jack and ask the Lord to help him.
感谢神，昨天薛伯伯也平安上了飞机去了美国。
Thank the Lord yesterday, Sister Shay. Has boarded a plane to the States.
她会在美国住半年。
She will spend about half a year there.
求耶稣看顾她。
So we also ask the Lord to help her.
那我们现在同心一起祷告。
And so now I'm praying one accord.